Feast of St. Stephen, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The martyrs living now with Christ in suffering were tried, their anguish overcame by love, when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved, their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No man has ever measured love, or weighed it in his hand, but God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Praise to Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night, in ways that reach beyond the stars, to everlasting light. My soul clings to you, my God, for your sake my body was stoned. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul clings to you, my God, for your sake my body was stoned. Stephen saw the heavens opened, and he entered in there. Blessed is the man for whom the heavens stood open. The Canticle of Daniel. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you, the stars of the heavens, O bless the Lord, and you, showers and rain, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you nighttime and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightning and clouds, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord, Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. Stephen saw the heavens opened, and he entered in there. Blessed is the man for whom the heavens stood open. Behold, I see the heavens thrown open, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand. To deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained, this honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold, I see the heavens thrown open, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. A reading from Acts 6. It is not right for us to neglect the preaching of God's word in order to handle finances. So then, brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and we will put them in charge of this matter. We ourselves, then, will give our full time to prayers and the work of preaching. The whole group was pleased with the apostles' proposal. Responsory: The Lord is my strength, I will sing praise to him. The Lord is my strength, I will sing praise to him. He is my salvation. The Lord is my strength, I will sing praise to him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength. I will sing praise to him. The gates of heaven were thrown open for St. Stephen, who was the first follower of Christ to receive the martyr's crown. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old, a Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The gates of heaven were thrown open for St. Stephen, who was the first follower of Christ to receive the martyr's crown. Intercessions. Let us give thanks for St. Stephen, whose life on earth was lived in the service of Christ, and came at his death to witness to Christ with his blood. We give you thanks, O Lord. For all who have found the freedom to lay down their lives for your sake, we give you thanks, O Lord. For all whose desire for you has brought them through death with a joyful heart, we give you thanks, O Lord. For all who have followed through suffering the way of the cross, we give you thanks, O Lord. For all who have undergone martyrdom for the gospel, we give you thanks, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Give us grace, Lord, to practice what we worship. Teach us to love our enemies as we keep the feast of St. Stephen, who prayed even for the men who stoned him to death. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.